Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 9th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 4.25 cents at 429. That's a new contract low and low close. March wheat up 8.25 cents at 596.75. And March beans down 10 cents at 1183.5, putting in an inside day on the charts. While corn and beans were pressured by the good rains in Argentina and Brazil, I think it's possible that it's also the after effects of the reports. I mean, we have a bean carryout now of 315, 35 million above last month. That's a big number. Obviously, exports are the big culprit. They were down 35 million. And, you know, I don't know why the beans rallied yesterday, frankly, but they did. You know, I was hoping to see maybe a key reversal or something that might spook the funds, but nothing really was that significant. And the funds came in and pounded it today. Even though crude oil closed up 62 cents, the bean oil was down 68 ticks. So that certainly didn't help. But I think it's as much the rain in Argentina and Brazil that's got corn and beans on the defensive out here. We certainly have plenty of grain around the world, and there's not much of a bull case out here until the funds want to cover these short positions. And, you know, they can cover these short positions even when the fundamentals are bearish out here because they're short. I mean, just an incredible amount. I've got them short 302,000 contracts of corn tonight. Of course, I'll readjust that when I see the commitment of traders reports. But that's an incredible amount of corn. Now, could they go to 350 short or 400 short? They could, but I can't believe that they would pressure this thing as much as it is. We're oversold down here. I think they're going to wait to see what the Ag Forum says next Thursday and Friday. I can't imagine that they're going to come out with anything bullish for corn and beans. I think they're going to look at trendline yields and big acres on both corn and beans and, you know, big carryouts. So I just don't see where this market's going to go until the funds decide to want to cover. Now, I think I mentioned this morning, they could pick any day to start covering this stuff. It doesn't have to be in line with the fundamentals. But, you know, if I were the funds and there's been really no pressure on me, I'd sure wait to see what the Ag Forum says. And then maybe if we break off of that, maybe it's time to start covering. But, you know, end users at some point will come into this market. That should help a little bit. But, you know, there just isn't a whole lot of demand out here. So that's, you know, the big problem, I think, for the grains. The dollar is down 10 ticks, 103.95. But, you know, I just don't see that helping exports at all unless we get the dollar back under at least 100. So we'll have to see. But, you know, certainly not a good close. Wheat rallied today. Not really quite sure why. Maybe the problems in the Ukraine. But there's plenty of wheat around the world. Russians are selling cheap wheat. It looks like maybe the funds just wanted to buy something against selling more corn, beans, and bean oil. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.